faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane.
It's Superman
Podcast.
Superman was created by Jerome Siegel and Joe Shuster.
Every moment of every day, even while you're sleeping. How great is that advertisement for Superman the Animated Series, the iconic and widely celebrated show on Kids WB? This show celebrates its 25th anniversary on Monday, September 6th, and I can hardly believe it. I remember back when I started this podcast, the Saturday Morning Superman show, I was thinking about, you know, being around for the 25th anniversary and hopefully being able to do celebratory episodes all month long in honor of the show that really means the most to me in all of DC animated universe history, and even just out of all the various incarnations of Superman, from the serials to the numerous animated films and television series. Superman Animated Series is the one that has just captured my imagination and just continually speaks to me on a daily basis. And it's really what this whole podcast is about. For those of you that have been listening to the Saturday Morning Superman show, you'll know that while we pride ourselves on being a podcast that celebrates Superman in animation across generations, you'll know that Superman the Animated Series was the series in which we founded the podcast on. All of season one covered all 13 episodes of that first season, and it's something that we're looking at revisiting in future seasons of the show as we want to cover seasons two and three of Superman the Animated Series. But it's something that we continually speak about, even in our bonus episodes in which we've discussed Superman and Lois on WB, and Zack Snyder's Justice League, and Henry Cavill as Superman. This version of the Man of Steel is something that's always the complete thorough line of just what we really truly enjoy and what we enjoy talking about. So here we are. We're on Saturday, September 4th, and we're only 3 days away, or two, 3 days away from the 25th anniversary of Superman the Animated Series. And again, I really can't believe it. I've been posting about it on Instagram, and I've even had some great buddies of mine from DCAU, the DC Animated Universe podcast, DCAU Review, if you want to give them a follow, say, like, can you believe it? Like, where did the time go? And I remember when Superman the Animated Series had its primetime debut on a Friday night. That's something that I'll never forget. It was treated like such a prestigious event because it was not only the follow-up animated series to Batman the Animated Series, which was already just widely adored by fans of all ages, but this was that next chapter in the DC Animated Universe, which was just beginning in many respects. Back in 1996, this was the Man of Steel of its day. You had a wonderful series that Bruce Timm and company had produced for Batman, and what was the next step in the chapter but tackling Superman, much like how you had Christopher Nolan do the Dark Knight trilogy and following that up, following The Dark Knight Rises, was Christopher Nolan and Zack Snyder's Man of Steel in 2013. So Superman's had a very interesting history, be it in animation, live action. This is something that we've spoken about numerous times, and I feel like 50 podcast episodes, you know, ago, and 50 podcast episodes from this episode right now, it's something that we're still going to be speaking about. But I wanted to make today very special because I wanted to talk about how we're going to be celebrating Superman the Animated Series on not just Monday, September 6th, But how we're going to be celebrating this the whole month long. It's something that I could put together in a post for Instagram and on Twitter, but I really wanted to directly speak to all of you that listen to the show and support the show and just also know how much Superman the Animated Series means to me. Also, I feel like I should put this in right here. I'm probably going to say Superman the Animated Series or Superman TAS many times. So by the end of the episode, if you want to count and let me know how many times I say the title, let me know in the comments, be it on Podbean, CastBox, Stitcher, or Spotify. I'd love to know. It's a fun thing to maybe test to see how well you're paying attention. But I have a feeling it's probably going to be 130 maximum to a minimum of 57 minimum times. I'm probably going to say it a lot. But Superman the Animated Series, it's a wonderful show that features the voice talents of Tim Daly, Dana Delaney, Clancy Brown. I wanted to open up this podcast with the ad that Clancy Brown had done to promote the show. This was an advertisement piece that would run on Kids WB starting in the summer and leading up to the September 6th, 1996 premiere. And it was really exciting because you not only had the magnificent voice work of Clancy Brown, who was the series Lex Luthor, and even arguably one of the best Lex Luthors that we've ever had in any incarnation or medium. But you can really tell the excitement that was coming along with this show. And I love that. Like, they're working, you know, day and night, even while you're sleeping. And it's almost Santa Claus in a way, where it's just like, you have this, like, this nebulous, you know, team of artists and animators that are working on a show while you're just going about your day, while you're in school, while you're at work, you know, while you're sleeping, they're working away on this prolific series, which Kids WB was very excited to premiere. And why wouldn't they be? This was probably, depending on how you look at Superman in animation, the fourth or fifth animated series in the history of Superman, because you had, of course, the 1940s that gave us our first look at Superman in animation through the Fleischer theatrical shorts. And then following that up on the 1970s was The New Adventures of Superman, which was then followed by Super Friends, which you could count as a Superman TV show, but even though Superman wasn't the star, you can then probably make the argument that it wasn't truly a Superman-themed show. So if we're going to make that argument, we'll say the Max and Dave Fleischer theatrical shorts was the first series, The New Adventures of Superman was the second series, and one of my all-time favorites was the 1980s Ruby Spears Superman cartoon, which was the third series ever. And I have a few more things to say about that, but I'll wait until the end of this episode to say what I want to say. So you had Superman the Animated Series, which arguably existed as the fourth animated series ever for the Man of Steel. And similarly to the 1980s program, this was a revitalization and a reboot of a character that had been around since 1938. And you have Lex Luthor, you have Jimmy Olsen, Lois Lane, Perry White, the Daily Planet. But then you have the other characters like Emil Hamilton from Star Labs and Dan Turpin and Maggie Sawyer and Intergang and Darkseid and Steppenwolf and all of these characters from the mythology of Superman, which was quite exciting because up until this point, you didn't really see these characters aside from probably Brainiac or Lex Luthor. Sure, in the 80s show, you had the likes of General Zod and Feyora and Ursa, alongside Lex Luthor being a longstanding villain, but you never had characters like Parasite or Metallo or any of these kind of elements that you had in Superman the Animated Series. And it was Bruce Timm's original idea when they were in production of Superman the Animated Series that he wanted to have a more classic 1940s cartoon feel that paid homage to the Fleischer Studios Superman theatrical shorts. And if you look at original character design sheets that have been released since the 90s, you would see that Bruce Timm's take was definitely leaning towards a more stylized 1940s, 1950s take on the character. It was very similar to the Adventures of Superman TV series. I don't feel I need to go too much into that show because I feel like everybody knows who George Reeves and Phyllis Coates and Noelle Neal and Jack Larson are. So Adventures of Superman is probably one of the most well-known and well-established of American television series ever, alongside George Reeves being, you know, Superman for generations. So Bruce Timm's take was supposed to be based on that. And the producers, alongside Warner Brothers at the time, they were a little uncertain about setting it during that period. They definitely wanted to have it similar to a modern setting, like Batman the Animated Series, but with like an Art Deco feel. And for all of you animation fans and Batman the Animated Series fans, you'll know that Batman was set in a present day, but it almost kind of felt as if like the world fair just kept on going and people kept on inventing. And you have old-fashioned 1940-style cars, and you have mobsters and gangsters with Tommy guns. You don't have anybody with cell phones, but you have computers. And there were a lot of those elements of that Art Deco stylization that went with Batman that it was similar to what we would ultimately see in Superman, but also much different. Ultimately, if Art Deco was what you got with Gotham City, for Metropolis, you had, and I quote, ocean liner deco. And it gave it a completely new look. To go into ocean liner deco, it's a type of artistry called streamline modern. Very international architecture and designs, very 30s inspired look, but the architecture really emphasized curving forms, long horizontal lines, and sometimes extremely nautical elements. Very industrial, so if you looked at a lot of like the stylizations, which again, streamline modern, which is a version of Art Deco, which you can also consider ocean liner style, you would look at the curvature of a lot of buildings and locomotives and telephone booths and everything from like buses to household appliances. And it was very sleek, but it also, again, it had those curving forms, which was very submarine-like and very boat-like. And I highly recommend anyone to really like look up this particular art style that really probably began in full in the 1930s and then continually progressed through industrial age and through constructivism, and something that was really continued by the work of like new objectivity artists. That to study that is a lot of fun because you can see immediately at how this influenced the look of Superman, and how while it feels similar to the work that they did on Batman the Animated Series, it's also a world apart. And it's absolutely necessary because as cool as it would be to have a Metropolis that was very 1940s, 1950s, you don't want a show that looks the same. And also Batman and Superman are truly night and day characters, so you want a whole different look. And I think they really absolutely accomplished this with Superman the Animated Series. Since it was remastered earlier this year in March for HBO Max, you can really appreciate more of the line work, the simplicity of the colors, but how powerful a look the whole program has. And Metropolis is very futuristic. While the characters do retain a very 40s, 50s style, the technology is futuristic, and it looks like Superman is almost existing in this Abu Dhabi, Dubai-like city where you just have architecture rising out of the ground like blooming flowers. And it's an intense look, and it works so well. And in the way that the 1980s series revitalized Superman, this is something that happened for Superman in the 90s. The show premiered on September 6, 1996. It ran until February 12, 2000. And in that period of time, we didn't have Superman in live action, aside from the Dean Cain and Terry Hatcher television series. And we came close to getting Tim Burton and Nicolas Cage with their film, but it didn't happen. And this Superman show ultimately became Superman for a generation of fans, in the way that Batman the Animated Series worked, but it also had basically the wings of Tim Burton and Joel Schumacher to ride on. So that's another point that I'd like to bring up. I feel like the heavy lifting that Superman had to do was much harder, but maybe even arguably more successful than Batman, because they really had to bring a character, you know, up into the heavens. They elevated this mythological figure from 1938 in variously exciting new ways. And then ultimately, for everyone that followed Superman TAS, you'll know that this then inspired and was the launching pad for Justice League, Justice League Unlimited, and really was truly the point in which the DC animated universe of television shows began. Batman the Animated Series absolutely opened the door for Warner Brothers and animation in a very new way, but Superman was the one that really did the heavy lifting and everything that we appreciate to this day, like with Batman Beyond, Static Shock, the Zeta Project, I feel really comes from Superman the Animated Series. Now, I'm not speaking as a historian. I'm not speaking as this person that knows absolutely everything and anything about the show, but I really do adore this program, and I hope you agree with me. And if you don't, I also welcome it in the comments below. Again, if you're listening to this on Podbean, Stitcher, CastBox, or Spotify, please leave a comment. I'd love to know your thoughts on Superman the Animated Series. More specifically, something that I want to explore throughout this month is those first four or five episodes. And I want to go into them, and I want to re-explore them, and I want to talk about them. And I want to open this venue up to you, because I really want to know, was Superman the Animated Series a program that you were watching back in September of 1996? Was it a show that you only really discovered more so in recent years, after you had films like Superman Returns, Man of Steel, Batman v Superman, and Justice League open? Is it a show that you really just kind of fell into? You have HBO Max and you saw a Superman show on it, and next thing you know, you binged all like 53, 54 episodes and you love it. So what can you really expect from the Saturday morning Superman show for this month of September? Well, for this month, I'm going to be re-exploring and re-looking at The Last Son of Krypton, Part 1, Part 2, and Part 3. This originally aired in one night on primetime in all three parts on September 6, 1996. So for the 25th anniversary, we're really going to be focused on this particular episode and episodes of Superman the Animated Series. It's how the show began. You get part one that's set on Krypton, part two, which is set in Smallville, and then part three, which is in Metropolis. So you really get the most complete portrait of the Man of Steel within these three episodes. But then the fourth episode that aired, Fun and Games, which debuts Bruno Mannheim, who's a gangster from Intergang, and the villain Toyman, that aired on September 7th, 1996. So I'm going to be re-exploring Fun and Games. And then for the final two episodes that aired in September of 1996, you had A Little Piece of Home, which aired on September 14th. That was a very Lex Luthor-centered episode, which explored Lex Luthor discovering the poisonous effects of kryptonite on the Man of Steel. And then Feeding Time, which was the sixth episode, that aired on September 21st, and that also gave us the animated debut of the villain Parasite, aka Rudy Jones. And I have already covered these episodes, so not only do I welcome everybody to go back to the beginning of the Saturday morning Superman show and to re-listen to those episodes that Justin, my co-host, and I recorded, oh my gosh, back in 2019? Summer 2019, I believe, was when we recorded all of them. So I highly recommend going back to the beginning of the Saturday morning Superman show, season one, and listening along to those episodes. We really had so much fun doing them, and I actually occasionally will go back and listen to them. I always say that as a Superman animated series fan, this is the show that I'd want to listen to. There's a lot of really wonderful Superman podcasts out there. And ones that I could go on about: Superman the Animated Podcast, Batyard's Finest, and then, of course, DCAU Review, and even Tim Talk. Really wonderful podcasts. But I really feel Superman, the Saturday Morning Superman Show, it's the podcast that I want to listen to. And maybe it's a little narcissistic, but I hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoy recording it. It continually brings me just so much complete joy. And not to be on a down note at all, but this week was kind of tough for me. My pet cat, he passed away this week, and it's something that's kind of going in waves with me, where, you know, I'm happy some moments, I'm sad some moments, but just talking about Superman's just it's making me so happy doing this. And so I hope that wherever you find yourselves, you just find yourself happy, and if you're having like an okay or a blah or a kind of blue day, maybe watch an episode of Superman the Animated Series or listen to the podcast. Maybe you'll feel better. I really hope you will. Because talking about this is really, it's really making me happy. I'm not going to lie. But that's really what I have planned for the month of September. We're still hard at work on season 3. I know that's something that we've been talking about for a little while now, especially as we've been doing the bonus episodes in which we provided our commentary for season 1 of Superman and Lois. And I'm very excited to release season 3 of the Saturday Morning Superman Show. We're going to be covering the Ruby Spears Superman animated show. Again, this is the third animated series for Superman in the history of Superman animation. So what's more fitting than to cover the third show ever in the third season of the podcast? We're almost done. And Justin, my co-host and my wonderful editor, he's been hard at work on the episodes. He's unfortunately had some issues that he's had to deal with himself. So we're all kind of collectively in it together. So definitely send Justin your love if you follow him on social media, or just leave a heart again in the comments below. But he's hard at work on season 3, and I really, from what I've heard of the show, I think this might be our best yet. So I can say we'll be premiering it soon, but in Steven speak, soon could be sometime in October to possibly sometime in early 2022. So just be patient for it. I think you're all going to really enjoy it, and I really highly welcome everyone to go check out the Ruby Spears Superman show on Tubi TV. It's a free app. Again, we're not sponsored by Tubi at all. I wish we were, because I love that. I love them so much. But the Ruby Spears Superman show is currently available. It's free with limited commercial breaks. So definitely check it out if you're excited for season 3. So then you'll have an idea as to what we're going to be discussing, and you'll just be familiar with the shows. Or you could wait and watch it alongside with us, and we could kind of like collectively discover it together. But for the month of September, we're going to be looking at those first few episodes of Superman the Animated Series. Again, we'll be looking at Superman the Animated Series Season 1, The Last Son of Krypton Part 1, Part 2, and 3. Then we'll be looking at Feeding Time, and a few more of those episodes that just I think you're going to really enjoy. Fun and Games, A Little Piece of Home, Feeding Time. Great episodes featuring villains like, again, Bruno Mannheim, Toyman, Kryptonite, and Parasite, Rudy Jones. So I highly suggest definitely re-immersing yourself in Superman the Animated Series and re-immersing yourself in the world with Saturday Morning Superman show, because we really do have a lot planned that I'm very excited for, and I hope you are as well. But then September is looking to be a really good month for Superman fans, because not only do we have the 25th anniversary of Superman the Animated Series to celebrate, but on September 7th, which is only one day after the 25th anniversary, is the release of Zack Snyder's Justice League on DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K HD. So for those of you that don't have HBO Max or haven't had the opportunity to watch Zack Snyder's Justice League, it's going to be available in full. So you can You can buy it, you can find it and buy it digitally, but it's going to be available, so you'll be able to check it out and, you know, either watch all 4 hours in one sitting, much like I did, or you could watch it in the different chapters in which it's broken up into. But that's something that I highly recommend all of you go out and watch, especially if you love Zack Snyder, Henry Cavill, and specifically Henry Cavill as Superman. It's just a wonderful conclusion and end piece to Zack Snyder's Justice League trilogy, which began with Man of Steel. And, you know, where can you go wrong? You have Zack Snyder's Justice League, you have Superman the Animated Series. Those are definitely two of, I think, the finest moments in Superman history. Again, I know there's probably a lot of people right here that are groaning. It's like, oh no, he's going on about Zack Snyder again. I don't want to hear it. But you do know that I love Zack Snyder, and you do know that I love Henry Cavill very much. So just I hope you enjoy those particular incarnations, again, as much as I do. And there's one last thing that I'd like to add. Again, you're listening to this episode on Saturday, September 4th, in 2 days, from now on Monday, September 6th is the 25th anniversary. But next week, 1 week from today, on the second Saturday of September, September 11th, we're releasing a special episode. And, I've thought about how I wanted to release this episode for some time now. Primarily because I did this episode back in March of 2021, March of this year. And it's something that I've been sitting with. I've teased it every now and then, but I never really confirmed it. And it's also the moment that I've been waiting to have for this podcast. It's something that I wanted to have the opportunity to present on this podcast at some point. And 3 seasons into the show, it's finally here. And that is, I have an interview with Tim Daly, the voice of Clark Kent Superman from Superman the Animated Series, my favorite Superman of all time, and I cannot wait for you to listen to it. It's a wonderful conversation, which we talk a little bit about the Daly Show and his memories of working on Superman the Animated Series. I had so much fun speaking to Tim Daly. This was actually the second time that I was able to speak to him, and I had a wonderful opportunity earlier in the year to do this. So I cannot wait to present this conversation on the Saturday Morning Superman show. And again, I was looking at different dates as when I wanted to release it. I was thinking maybe I should release it on September 6th to celebrate the 25th anniversary. And then, you know, I thought, of course, naturally, is September 11th a good date to release it or not? Especially, you know, from 2001 to 2021. There's been a lot of time and significance to that. But if Superman's about hope and triumphing over the works of evildoers and hatred and persevering in uncertain times, hopefully the Saturday Morning Superman show could just be, you know, 6 minutes of just a little bit of brightness in your day. I know we're going through a lot right now in the world, across the board. I'm not going to go into it. We're all in this together. And so hopefully in a presentation of the Saturday Morning Superman show on a Saturday morning, you and your family could listen to it before you begin your day. Maybe you'll listen to it while you go out and do your cardio, or maybe you'll listen to it before you go to sleep, or you'll just save it for at some point during the week. But it's an episode that I'm really excited to release. I'm actually in the middle of working on it as I'm doing this episode. So I just want to make sure it sounds as good as it can, because it's definitely something that I've been waiting for. And hopefully I'll have the opportunity to do again. But thank you so much for listening to the Saturday Morning Superman Show, your podcast about Superman in animation across generations. I love talking about Superman with all of you, and I love that there are so many of you that really love listening to the show and have asked me, when's the next episode coming out? When's the next season going to premiere? And so while, again, you have just a little bit longer to wait for season 3, we have a lot of bonus episodes lined up that I'm actually actively working on right now. Which you'll be able to enjoy for this whole entire month. So I hope you stick with the show. If you like it, you know, definitely give us a review on Podbean, CastBox, Stitcher, and Spotify. Those are the 4 different venues in which you can listen to, subscribe, and enjoy the podcast on. I'm definitely a Podbean guy. So if, you know, you follow us on Instagram or Twitter, the link in the bio is always to Podbean. It's the app and provider in which I really, really love working with. They make it just so user-friendly. So I highly recommend you going and checking them out. They're great. So definitely, if there's any worries or issues of, oh, well, I don't want to download an app or I don't want to have to subscribe to anything. Mind you, all of these apps are free, but if there's one that you just really want to enjoy and not feel that it's just too much for you on top of everything else that you're managing, Podbean is definitely the way to go. So thank you again so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. Stay safe, be happy, and as always, be peaceful.
The Saturday Morning Superman Show is brought to you in part by Royal Collectibles, your friendly neighborhood comic book shop located in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, offering some of the best in pop culture needs and collectibles.